It's tough to interrupt the song, isn't it?
You don't want to.
It's mesmerizing.
Hypnotic. You don't want to. You know what the very beginning of this song reminds me of? And this is a memory that I don't know if anyone else will have but me, Wendy. This is, you know how there are some things you go, I know this is obscure, but this is even obscure by my own obscure standards. Do you remember, Kevin, is it possible for you to just play
The gong?
Well, there's like a gong, but there's like a drum, like a tribal drum sound, too, at the very beginning. Think of a commercial that we had here in Chicago in the, I want to say 70s, maybe into the 80s, but mostly into the 70s. Listen. All right. Do you remember a commercial where they would go? This is for M. Hyman and Sons, where they would go, big, strong men, big, strapping men, M. Hyman and Sons, M. Hyman and Sons. They had a drum.
Yes, I do.
I don't know who their goal was. I don't know who they were trying to appeal to. Gladiators, I guess. But those were the lyrics to that commercial. Big, strong men, big, strapping men, M. Hyman and Sons. Do you remember that?
They were a clothier?
They were a clothier for obviously targeted towards big, strapping men. If you were a shorter, wimpier man, go elsewhere for your outfits. They will not sell them to you. Not an M. Hyman and Son.
It makes me think of the Funny Company for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I thought you were going.
It's the Funny Company where kids can train for free and kids of every neighborhood belong.
Aww.
Yeah, that's how that ended with the chief.
Yep,
absolutely. I want to share a story from you now with you. Now, this is from Friday, but the context of the story seems like it was a million years ago because this is back when the Bulls were in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics.
They didn't do well, I hear.
No. Started out good. First two games, very good. That's why these series should be the first to win two, not the first to win four. That's too long. Way too long. Let's go with first to win two from now on. All right. So the Bulls are having a game against the Boston Celtics on Friday, and among those in attendance is a man named Mitchell Trubisky, who is new to the area. He's your new either quarterback or backup quarterback, depending on what'll happen this season for the Bears. So there he is. He's at the game, and he shows up. And what do you think the crowd did to let him know that we're thrilled to have him as a member of the Chicago Bears?
They applauded?
They booed him like crazy.
See, that's not fair.
No, it's not.
And this was a home game, or was this in Boston?
This was a home game where he shows up and he figures, well, this will be fun. I signed with the Bears. So there's the Chicago sports community out for a playoff game. They'll welcome me with open arms.
How could they have booed when they were probably elbowing their next-door neighbor going, who's this guy?
I know.
Mitchell Trubisky?
I know. That, and I've said this to you, that is not the name of an NFL quarterback. That's a kid in your science class. I didn't do my homework. I didn't either. Who do we get? Well, ask Mitchell Trubisky. I bet he has his homework.
It's not
Talk
a quarterback
him.
Name, but, you know, he's ready to roll.
I hope so. He's going to need to. If the fans treat him like they treated him on Friday, he hasn't done anything. He hasn't thrown a pass. He hasn't put on a helmet, anything. He just showed up to a playoff game, and people started booing him like mad.
Well, I read about him, oddly enough, in the Chicago Tribune yesterday, six things about Mitch Trubisky, and I would like to share them with you, if that's okay.
I would love to hear them. Is one of them he's not popular at basketball games? Because we learned that the hard way.
You know, that really bothers me.
It bothers me. Do you remember on Friday, I was taking shots at Philadelphia and saying how the people of Philadelphia can be very rude toward their athletes? I didn't think that happened quite as much in Chicago. Now Jay Cutler, who I've spent the last couple of years belittling.
And booing at home.
Booing at home.
In your own personal time.
Right. That guy, you could argue, deserves some boos. He didn't pay off. But Mitchell Trubisky hasn't done anything. He just got picked by the Bears. There's no reason to boo him for that.
And it's not his fault.
No.
Boo Ryan Pace.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Well, there's a little bit of hope if you're a Bears fan now, so I'm trying to get a little more into it.
All right.
His mom doesn't like it if you call him Mitch, but he doesn't care. His mom wants Mitchell. He swears he was never a Packers fan, although he tweeted, hell yeah, go Packers, in 2015. That tweet has since been deleted.
But you could see where the argument was, for people who don't know, he posted that years ago, And then the argument was, well, maybe he just meant in a game. The Packers were playing a team, and he wanted the Packers to win. So
yeah.
That's fine.
And he explained how he got his nickname. You want to know?
How did he get
it? Mr. Biscuit. Somebody said my name and kind of stuttered it or mumbled it. One of his Tar Heels coaches was like, what'd you say, Mr. Biscuit? Instead of Mitchell Trubisky. So it kind of stuck that week of practice, and then all his teammates started calling him that.
I like that nickname, Mr. Biscuit. You know why? Because it puts fear in the minds of opponents. Wait, we're playing against Mr. Biscuit? Oh, no. I will not be in attendance on Sunday. I'm afraid.
You want to know what his favorite show is? Television show?
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, he's got good taste.
I was pretty addicted to the series when I was watching it, Trubisky says in a video for the NFL. It got a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got comedy. It's got romance. It's got really funny characters and good storylines.
He's got good taste. I like that.
He, in a testament to the social media guerrilla marketing world we live in, Mitchell Trubisky didn't even wait to get picked before throttling the Trubisky brand into high gear. Before the draft, he put out a Gillette video, took over Bose's Snapchat, starred in a YouTube video for Hyundai, and name-dropped other brands on Twitter, such as Skittles, Courtyard Hotels, New Era, and Dick's Sporting Goods.
You know, one of the criticisms of Jay Cutler was that he wasn't open to things like that, that he was just kind of a introspective person.
Is that, that's a good word.
I was trying to be as polite as I could about him. But they said he didn't branch out in the community at all. He didn't do the things that a guy who is an NFL quarterback would do. Mitchell Trubisky's already doing that.
He is a little OCD. He calls himself an OCD neat freak who vacuums up to 3 times a week. It's like, you want to have the nicest spot, he said. You don't want to be a bunch of bums with food and couches not organized and all that.
I think that's a plus if you're a quarterback in the NFL to have a little OCD, I think, is a good thing. Don't you?
I agree with you.
I think that's a very good trait.
And then Heavy.com jumped on him, not in a bad way, but to tell us, since he's not a household name, he's not been a household name in college football for years like some other top quarterbacks, but they wanted us to know a little bit about him. So the Chicago Tribune did something this weekend, and Heavy.com. This is interesting. Mitch's parents, Jeannie and Dave, met as flag football teammates in college.
Oh, that's your classic love story.
They have 4 children. You've got Mitchell, Manning, Mason, and Mariah.
I always wonder about families that go with that theory of let's just name everybody with the same letter.
But the mom Duggars, and dad don't have it.
The Duggars have like hundreds of kids. Those Duggar family on TV, and they did that.
Sometimes you run out of good names.
I'm telling you, no matter what letter you like, you're only gonna get 3 or 4 tops with good names. Then you're already out.
We're both W's, I just realized. I always call you Bill, but yeah. William and Wendy. Yeah. Mitch wears number 10 because it was his dad's high school number.
Oh, that's a nice story, too. A little tribute to his dad.
Yeah, and his dad coached him when he was just 7 years old. Dave, the dad, was a star high school quarterback in Ohio, but admits that his son has surpassed him on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
I said his mom prefers the name Mitchell over Mitch.
I think the Bears also drafted his dad last week. They were just in a weird mood. They were just drafting anybody.
And that's all I got on him. But I'm just so bothered by the fact that he was booed because he did not do anything.
He hasn't done anything good. He hasn't done anything bad.
Just nothing.
He just got drafted by the team. So his welcome to Chicago was a bunch of Bulls fans booing him just for showing up to the game.
So what happened then at the tail end of the draft? We did something to get more picks or something.
So we
got some other players that I don't know anybody's name.
I have to admit I heard all the names, and they're not names I'm familiar with, so they kind of just went right through me.
Well, what's in a name, Bill?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
You actually have a little bit of hope, which I've never heard you have for the Bears in the last seasons.
I do have
seasons.
Hope. I said, not to turn this into an all-sports show, but I said, I think maybe they gave up a little too much to move up just one spot. And then there were all kinds of stories over the weekend online from various sports sources agreeing with that theory because the team that they traded with, the San Francisco 49ers, said that they had absolutely no interest in drafting this guy. So what you did was you just gave them a bunch of draft choices. They weren't going to draft him anyway. So it really wasn't. And then on Yahoo Sports last night, there were several different general managers and coaches of other NFL teams that refused to be named. And they all said, you really have to scratch your head when you look at what the Bears did, because they had the third pick, which is that's a great place to be.
Yeah.
And moving up one spot meant virtually nothing when the team you moved up to had no interest in this guy.
But how did you know that? I mean, when we talked to Adam Hoge, he said it kind of looked like they weren't going to pick Trubisky, but what if they did?
You ran the risk of it, but if they did, there were several other players who were quarterbacks that were still available, two or three that are in that same kind of talent bracket as him.
They wanted Mr. Biscuit.
They wanted Mr. Biscuit, and who doesn't want Mr. Biscuit? I mean, whether you're talking sports or just in general, we all could use a Mr. Biscuit in our lives, Wendy.
Well, if KFC or Popeyes doesn't jump on him for endorsements,
right,
then they're silly.
Somebody needs to spend all day today nailing down Mitchell Trubisky and informing him that he's their spokesperson. That's their best move.
I agree with that.
That's their absolute best move. One more other quick thing before we go away for our break.
We're not really going to go anywhere, though.
No, we stay planted, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners take a jog around the house and come back in and listen. Billy Ray Cyrus, Wendy, a.k.a. Mr. Biscuit. Wait, that's not right.
No, he's Mr. Achy Breaky Heart.
Achy Breaky.
Mr. Mullet.
Right.
He had a great mullet. I'm sorry. I'm saying it.
Well,
I like a mullet.
You're a fan of the mullet. If you're a fan, then yeah. By mullet standards, Billy Ray Cyrus had a classic Hall of Fame mullet. He has changed his name. Did you know that?
To Mullet Man? Mr. Mullet?
No.
From where am I now?
Now that's cruel. That's just cruel. The performer formerly known as Billy Ray Cyrus, the artist, I'm sorry. Did I say performer?
Yeah.
I apologize. The artist formerly known as Billy Ray Cyrus, from this weekend on, Wendy, shall be referred to only by Cyrus.
So is he and Hasselhoff getting together?
And Daltrey?
He still uses Roger.
Oh, no, not Daltrey. Daughtry. Do you know who he is? Daughtry was on American Idol, and he was Chris Daughtry for a while, but then he just changed his name to just Daughtry. Just last name only, please. No time for formalities. I only want my last name used. That's what Billy Cyrus is going. I'm sorry, Billy. The artist formerly known as Billy Ray Cyrus is now just Cyrus.
Look at
the time you're saving. We're all saving time with this move.
Well, the Billy Ray, I mean, come on.
Sounds a little country.
A little.
But he's a country performer.
I guess.
That's his calling card. He should sound as country can be.
Cyrus.
I would add more to it to sound more country, like moo, like that. I would add that in there.
Billy Ray Moo Cyrus?
Moo Cyrus. Iconic country singer Billy Ray Cyrus first stole our hearts, I would say first and last, stole our hearts with his classic hit, The Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay, they shouldn't be wording it, stole our hearts with Achy Breaky Heart.
Right.
Because it's
too much.
Yeah, too many hearts.
He should do a duet with Tony Bennett called I Left My Achy Breaky Heart in San Francisco.
I'm not commenting.
You know, when his daughter was here on Friday, I wrote a song called I Left My Spleen in Abilene, and I was going to sell it to her, and I forgot. I totally forgot. So we must have her back.
No, she's not coming back when you're here.
But now Billy Ray Cyrus has announced that he's in the process of changing his name. While this might sound strange, the change has actually been a long time coming. The Hannah Montana alum. Oh, yeah, he played her dad.
On oddly
show.
Enough.
Yeah. Apparently wanted to go by this name since before he was famous. Just Cyrus. No Billy, no Ray.
But he already got famous. You stay famous with the name you got famous
on. I think so, too.
Oh my God.
Ask Judy Pilate, or Moonlight, when she comes in here. The singer will no longer be known as Billy Ray Cyrus. From here on in, it says, just Cyrus. That's one name only instead of three, it says. But we did the math on that already.
Duh.
He explained the change in a recent interview with Rolling Stone in the best-selling issue of Rolling Stone in history. He said, after August 25th, oh, so this hasn't happened yet. We still have some time to prepare. We still have some time to winterize our cabins.
I can edit all the hearts on my notebook that say Billy Ray Cyrus plus Wendy.
Right. You still have some warning time. Thank goodness he gave us some warning, because if this just happened with no warning at all hell would break loose. After August 25th, I will be the artist formerly known as Billy Ray. I'm just going to use my last name, which is Cyrus. I always went by Cyrus. I begged Mercury Records to call me Cyrus in the beginning because that's what I'm comfortable with. I'm going to the hospital where I was born in Bellefonte, Kentucky, and I'm legally changing my name.
Good to know.
I'm so glad we got warned.
That is nice. Can we talk about real rock and roll after the news?
Yeah.
Because the 32nd class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees happened.
Mm-hmm.
I know it happened several days ago, like maybe a month ago, but they televised the concert.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I didn't see every second of it, but it was one of the best ones ever seen.
All right, we'll discuss that next. If you want to jump in, you can. Just give us a call at 312-235-2525 or text us at 981-7200. You're not supposed to, but we'll allow it. It's pulling one at WGN.
Did you just call the Chicago White Sox the Sucks? Because I swear to God,
no,
it sounded like you said
no.
that.
That's on you.
No.
Because I did not
you would
say
not
that.
Because I know
you
you're
just
a Cubs
said it, so
fan.
It's on you.
No.
I love the Sox, too. I like both teams.
They were in first
Cubs
place
fan.
Over the weekend, and they're what, a half game
out?
Half a
game
now?
Out. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
They're both doing really well. Mm-hmm. I love Sox Park,
mm-hmm.
as I like to call it still.
I do, too.
I mean, I just, it's much more, I love Wrigley Field, but for a nice baseball game with the family, gotta go.
With parking.
Yes.
With
good
funnel
food.
Cakes.
Mmm, funnel cakes.
Do they have funnel cakes at the Cubs
but
Park?
They do.
I don't know if they do. They're not
they
as
got
prevalent.
A lot of
what
new
about
stuff
Polish
this year?
With grilled onions?
Oh, yeah.
I saw your friend Ozzie Guillen in a commercial over the weekend.
My God, I love him.
Did you see him in the commercial?
No.
It's for a law firm, I think. I'm trying to remember
he
what
needs
it is.
It. Allegedly.
Wow.
No, he doesn't. Hey, Ozzy sparked that team, man.
Yes, he did.
And was a great shortstop, number 13 in his time.
He's a firebrand.
What?
A firebrand. That's what he is.
What does that mean?
A spark plug.
Oh.
That's what he is.
Did either of you watch the concert for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
I've not seen it.
I got to tell you, like, a lot of people complain about it. And I know it's very political.
Sure.
Because there are some times there are bands that haven't been inducted yet that it's a travesty.
Who comes to mind right off the bat? Who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that isn't in it?
I don't know, because there's a list of many, but you know, every year when the inductees come out, we always do a vote of who should be in.
Yeah. I got all but one that last time, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, I just missed one.
A couple of things. I didn't see the whole concert, and I'm going to go back to watch it. But David Letterman was on to honor Pearl Jam.
Oh, that's cool. That's
he was
cool.
A last-minute substitute for Neil Young, who was originally supposed to induct Pearl Jam into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
it's quite a spectrum when you're going for Neil Young,
right?
And he's not available. You go, well,
from music
get
to
Letterman.
Talk show host?
I guess Letterman is like Neil Young. Let's get him.
And then you had Snoop Dogg, who inducted Tupac Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
And just a couple of things that were confusing to me. First of all, Snoop Dogg was hysterical, and he usually does deliver all the time. I kind of forgot that Tupac and Suge Knight and Dr. Dre and Snoop, I forgot Snoop kind of worked alongside of them.
Sure. Yeah.
I completely forgot about that. So he did this really wonderful induction for Tupac. And then I've got Jimmy Mack in my ear going, why is Tupac being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well,
and I do
always
get
comes
that.
Because some
I do.
Of the musicians in there are not your typical rock and rollers. Sometimes there's rap or country or other music forms.
It should be called like the Contemporary Music Hall of
that
Fame
would
or
be
something.
Perfect.
Because,
or just the Music Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Because, you know...
But isn't there is a Music Hall of Fame somewhere, isn't there?
I don't know.
I think there is somewhere.
I don't know, but you have like Billy Joel was inducted.
You don't think he should be in there?
To me, that's not rock and roll.
It's still rock
well,
and roll
where would
to
he
me.
Go?
Well, that's what I mean, so it should encompass everyone, and...
Well, it sounds like it does.
I know, but then my husband complaining next to me, and then I wouldn't bite. I said, you know, he really kind of invented this type of music. He was pretty talented, and so I wouldn't hear it. Jim wanted to argue about it, so he took it to Facebook, and I said, fine, argue with people there. Hmm.
What if you still called it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but you had other branches within the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Couldn't you do that?
Can you put under the
heading of rap music, this guy's in. During the heading of jazz music, this guy's in. During, you know, you could just break it up a little bit.
I guess. Here are some of the highlights as put together by Rolling Stone, and I will agree or disagree. I have to tell you this. I know that our producer, Kevin, who is a bass player and a member of a band called Fade.
With an extra A.
You rang?
Yes. I know that you are a big Rush fan.
Yes.
And Geddy Lee took the place of Chris Squire on stage, as Yes did Roundabout.
Oh, interesting.
And then they did Owner of a Lonely Heart, which is kind of when I fell in love with Yes. I knew...
It's a great song.
But then it's like, I'm not a big prog rock lover, but then it's like when they did Roundabout, you realize how beautifully orchestral that was. I was completely blown away by it. And your boy Geddy Lee kicked ass.
Yeah, he can fill in for Chris Squire pretty well.
Is Chris Squire, forgive me for not knowing this, but is he no longer with us?
Yeah, he passed a couple years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, and then who was it? Rick Wakeman went up and did, you know, and it's funny because I'm looking at these people and they're older now. They could be our grandparents, seriously, yeah. That they're on stage and they're jamming. And Rick Wakeman does keyboards and Yes, and he had a solo career. And he gets up on stage and talks about getting his proctology exam. and I got to tell you, it was kind of a little inappropriate, but it was really funny. And it's like, that's the era that they're at now.
Yeah.
And then you see them jam, and Steve Howe is on the older end of the spectrum, and he's just jamming on guitar. You're looking at all these members of Yes who are still touring. They're going to be close to town somewhere at some venue nearby.
Except now that they're older, their name isn't Yes anymore. It's,
That's hysterical.
Or Yes.
Yes.
What? But to see them on stage with their instruments, John Anderson still is in fine voice. It's like these guys can still rock. I mean, and they were having fun. They were smiling. They were laughing.
Oh, yeah.
It's rock and roll.
So what are you saying? They're playing fests now? And that's
No. They're doing some venue. I heard it advertised earlier today.
Is that a skill that evaporates as you get older? I mean, I know there's things you just physically, it's harder to do as you get older. But
catch your breath.
Like arthritis.
So and just singing.
So moving your hands quickly enough to manipulate a guitar becomes an issue for a lot of people, right?
I could not believe how wonderful Steve Howe was playing. And then it's like, what about the arthritis? What about the arthritis?
Yeah.
Has that not set in? I mean, it looked effortless to me. Journey reunited with Steve Perry.
Oh, good.
Which was pretty.
But he didn't sing, right? He just was there. That's what I heard is... You know, I mean, it's a famous story about this guy they got that sounds exactly like Steve Perry, but he's not Steve Perry. He's the guy who sang with them, I think.
I missed that part.
Oh, okay.
I did see ELO. They were inducted by Danny Harrison, George's
son,
who, of course, was in the Traveling Wilburys with Jeff Lynne.
George was, yeah. George Harrison.
Right.
Not Danny. Yeah.
Right. So his father was in the Traveling Wilburys, so he inducted Jeff Lynne and the band.
Oh, that's nice.
And they played, and they gave their little shout out to Chuck Berry. That was impressive.
That's another band that, like, Jeff Lynne was the front guy for them for most of their career. But then remember, he kind of went away and did solo projects, and then they had a band for a while. We had them on called ELO Part 2, which was everybody except Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, but to me, Jeff Lynne is
right. He kind of made
one of the best voices in rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
But yeah, they split. And that was a weird thing with Yes, too. And again, I'm not a huge Yes fan, but they had several incarnations as well. Mm-hmm. So they had, like, Bill Bruford didn't drum with them. It was just weird because there were, like, two schools of Yes. Mm-hmm. But it's so cool. Joan Baez, if you want to know the truth, was the moment
for
me. She broke
up, too, for a while, remember?
With herself?
I think so.
She just became Joan.
Right. Cyrus told her, just go with the one name.
She looks amazing. She, they showed some video footage where she was contacted by Martin Luther King to do the march and to sing We Shall Overcome. She's always been a protest song kind of woman.
Yeah.
So she got up there and used her induction speech as a chance to kind of reiterate her lifelong commitment to political activism. She, here's a quote. And if you go to find the quote, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is jerky about this. They don't have it mic'd where you can play the audio.
What?
Like you can kind of, because they want to release this for something that you're going to have to watch with them.
Oh, all right.
So, you know, spoken like Joan Baez. What has given my life deep meaning and unending pleasure has been to use my voice in the battle against injustice. And then Baez was quick to remind listeners that this battle is ongoing. Where empathy is failing and sharing has been usurped by greed and the lust for power, let us double, triple, and quadruple our own efforts to empathize and to give our resources and ourselves.
That's nice. That's very eloquent.
No, that's rock and roll.
Totally.
Seriously.
And when she, well, that, you know, she and Bob Dylan and many protest songs, but she got up there and she wanted to thank the Academy for this really prestigious and cool award.
Yeah.
She thanked her manager and she said a lot of young kids right now don't know who I am. In fact, I think she said my granddaughter was not sure of my history and she didn't know what I had done to contribute to this until I took her to a Taylor Swift concert and I got backstage and then she's like, wow, you must have been somebody. So, just now, Joan Baez, in my opinion, should have totally been inducted before this year.
All right. My question was almost just answered by what you said. Is she one of those voices that even though she was so instrumental in the 1960s and the 70s, is her name kind of lost to time a little bit? Because she was an instrumental. It was for her protesting of things. Her music, certainly. But she was, if you had to make a list of the musicians that were always protesting and with good reason, it's Joan Baez's name way up at the top of that list. But I know for a fact that my daughters would be hard pressed to tell you who that was. I can't speak for your kids. Maybe yours, Wendy, because they're more into music, but
Michael's into folk music. So that's why Michael
would know.
Yeah. But if you go back to the roots and folk music made its, debut,
right.
She was instrumental in that.
Yeah.
And no pun intended. So she definitely should be.
That's, right. Well, aren't you saying it's during that time is when she should have been inducted?
Well, I just think it's a travesty that it's taken so long.
Right.
And then,
but you started by saying this is very political, although I don't know what you meant by
it's
that.
It's political by the guy who runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is it Jan Wenner? I believe is his name.
The guy from Rolling Stone?
What he decides? One person?
Well, remember when Steve Miller was inducted last year and he decided to bail because they were just giving him a ticket for himself.
Right.
And if his bandmates wanted to come, it was something like $10,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks, but no thanks.
Okay,
and
who even cares about this?
Well,
after hearing that, I don't even care.
It's still an honor, and I imagine if you're a rock and roll musician, it's got to mean something. It's got to mean
something. Oh, sure. It's the Hall of Fame.
Even though you go in there in weird ways. But then my husband, who I would not fight with about Tupac being inducted,
Yeah. You
said who comes to mind that should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that isn't. Here's a whole list I get from him. Moody Blues. Warren Zevon, first of all.
Should be in there.
I can't believe he's not.
Right.
Moody Blues.
Yeah, should
Jethro
be in there.
Tull.
Should be in there.
Def Leppard.
Should be in there.
Eh. Really?
Why not Def Leppard?
I guess this is where musical taste comes in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Def Leppard. I'm not a fan of Def Leppard's, but...
Oh, yes, you are.
I like the way they spell their name. They gave bands that aren't good at spelling a chance for their voices to be heard.
Iron Maiden, I'm not a fan.
They should definitely be in
but
there.
But they should totally be in
yeah,
by
they
now.
They should be in there.
Judas Priest.
Yes.
Breaking the law. I just turned into Beavis and Butthead.
They should be in there.
Motley Crue is not in there.
Motley Crue should be. Motley Blues Clues should be in there. And Tim Clue, my friend Tim Clue, should be in there.
Steppenwolf is not in there. Come on.
Steppenwolf the theater?
No.
Oh.
Magic Carpet Ride, Born to be Wild. That was like top charting music forever and a day.
But if you put all those people in there, there would be no more further broadcasts because everybody good would be in there. Don't they have to space this out a little bit?
How many get in? Like 10?
I don't know who got in this time.
I get upset every year when Ron Santo isn't put in the Hall of Fame.
No, that's different.
That's different? All right.
He's in the real one. Don't worry, the right one, not the one where you have to pay $10,000 for a ticket.
David Letterman sporting the full Santa beard. By the way,
I saw that. He looked like he just came down from the hills.
Todd Rundgren is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Styx and Foreigner.
Neither of them are in.
No, and they actually remember. I think they were in. Like the nominees come out, and then because we all guessed who would be in there and who would be not. Right. I know Kevin and you and me did that. Kevin and I.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All six of us. We all did.
But you said you got all but one?
I missed one. I don't remember who I missed, but when they were announced, I went, I got that one, I got that one. There was only one at the end that I missed. I got everybody else.
Well, it was pretty amazing, and Alicia Keys did a little tribute in honor of Tupac, and I'm just loving her lately. First of all, she's got a fantastic voice, but she's on this craze now to just be herself and wears no makeup.
I know. I love it.
I don't really. I can't do that.
She doesn't need makeup. I do. I enjoy the effort.
No makeup.
The non-effort, I should say, yes.
No makeup at all.
She's somebody famous's daughter, right? Isn't she?
Yeah. Are you thinking of Nora Jones?
Oh, maybe Nora Jones is somebody famous's daughter.
And that is Ravi Shankar's daughter.
Thanks, Todd.
You know, Todd Manley is in the studio, and you're into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Did you see it yet?
I haven't. The concert
is amazing.
Really? Okay. I'm going to check it out.
I forgot my point here. So
do you agree with Wendy's point, Todd?
I do agree with Bill and Wendy. I should no longer wear makeup.
Right. We're going to stop wearing makeup until the Ulta store opens across the street, and then we'll change our minds.
When is that opening? I need makeup, by the way. But Alicia Keys had like a bunch of people up on stage, and she just kind of riffed and did some of Tupac stuff and paid tribute to him musically. And then what confused me kind of is at the end, she started singing The Way It Is, which is a Bruce Hornsby song. Now, Tupac did not do a version of it.
Yes, he did. He sampled it. That's just the way it is.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah,
it's a really good track.
All right, that explains it.
I can't tell the two of those guys' music apart. To me, it's all the same.
Bruce Hornsby and Tupac?
Yeah, it's all the same to me. It's so similar.
All right, well, if you get time, and Kevin, I texted you last night because your boy Geddy Lee playing with Yes, and just watching them on stage.
Can I ask a real, I know maybe this is more obvious to you guys than it is to me. Why was he chosen to fill in for Yes? Is there a reason for that?
I don't know about any direct connection.
Because I asked that question to Jim as I was sitting
next
to him.
It doesn't seem like a natural choice, but it paid off.
He went on to say how, you know, when he saw Yes for the first time, how it moved him so much. So he was just a super fan.
Yeah.
And with Chris Squire not being there, Geddy Lee's not a bad fill-in. And he's got this beautiful, like, seafoam green bass.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Maybe that's why they let him do it.
We need somebody with
a really pretty bass. See if Geddy Lee's available. Is Chris Squire the brother or a cousin of Billy Squire?
Are they related?
Bite your tongue. I just wondered. How about Mike Squire's the old White Sox first baseman? Are they related at all?
I think they're distant cousins.
All right.
They are.
All right.
All right, well, that's all I have. If you get a chance, watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
I'm going to have to watch it. Todd, you're going to watch it?
It's one of the best ones I've seen.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Judy's out.
You've
talked Judy out of it.
Yeah. No, I think I just told her all she needed to know.
Geddy Lee is filling in for you tomorrow, by the way.
I don't like the way it's run, so I'm not watching.
You're out.
Because of what I said?
Yeah, it bugs me.
It's very political.
It's not how it should be. No, that's...
There's no room for
politics. One guy makes a decision, forget it.
Well, I don't know if it's one guy, but come on, the Academy Awards have their own way of doing things as well.
But everyone votes, at least.
Who, everyone?
It's political and dumb, but at least everyone votes.
Not people.
Yeah, the Academy. The people who are in the Academy
vote.
Oh,
all right. Well, there's a slight Academy.
There's a group of people. Well, you were acting like one guy ran it and owned it and charged people
$10,000.
Jan Winner, yeah.
I don't know. It's not
you
all.
You ruined it for me, Wendy.
No more music. There will be no more music.
All right.
I'm just going to do the Country Hall of Fame in this.
Are you a little bit country?
Oh, and you're a little bit rock and roll. Yes,
yeah, I am.
All right, let's take it on the road,
pilot. And by the way, the country, I did watch those awards, and they did have a rocker there. I can't remember who it was. And he even made a comment about, I know it's kind of weird that I'm here. So they do cross over, it seems like.
But see, now they have a Country Music Hall of Fame, which I went to visit, and that's awesome and really cool in Nashville. So...
I think they also induct people who aren't necessarily true country. They're a little bit more rocky or whatever. So I'm saying they do, because this guy was on and he got an award.
Well, they have a really amazing exhibit right now that is the influence of Dylan on country, the Dylan Cash.
Yeah, I went and saw that exhibit.
John Langford, you know, did all of the illustrations in that. It's the coolest.
That was a really unique exhibit. And just going to the Country Music Hall of Fame, I've never been a country bumpkin. Mm-hmm. I don't, I guess I like the traditional country music. Garth Brooks is okay, but that to me isn't really country. It's pop music.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is where it's at. There was a big concert that was put out during the Cash and the Dylan and Cash exhibit. I guess Johnny Cash gets top billing in that.
Yeah.
And Mike Nesmith from the Monkees was there, did one song, and then like he kind of turned his back to the audience and wasn't very pleasant.
He does a lot of country music.
But these were all like the session musicians that worked back at the time when Johnny Cash was there. So you have Al Kooper on keyboards. Charlie Daniels like flew in on a helicopter, did one song, and then had to get back on tour somewhere.
Sure.
And it's like, popular still.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have your Country Music Hall of Fame. Why is there no Hip Hop Music Hall of Fame? Because that would,
I wonder. There might be.
How about popular music instead of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Maybe who would want to be in there, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Right. There's more grit to it if you say the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than just the Pop Music Hall of Fame.
Hey, I mean, the Pop Music Hall of Fame. Yeah. Oh, you and Aha? Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
And Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, come on, Eileen. That's the best song ever.
All right. A quick break. Thank you, Judy, for hanging out. Todd, thank you so much
Todd Manley,
for showing
ladies and
up.
Gentlemen.
We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Wendy, there's not a lot of time, but I do want to say a quick, and I know you'll join me in my sentiments here, I want to say a quick goodbye to a man who's meant a lot to the world of Chicago sports the last couple of years. I don't know if people are aware of this, but the Blackhawks have traded away our friend Scott Darling.
That was sad news that I saw over as a tweet fest was
going on
Twitter.
You hate to see him go. What a nice man he was and quite a contributor.
It's just weird. It sounded weird calling him a man because to me he still seems like he's very young.
Yeah. What a nice little boy he was and quite a contributor.
You know, and I know Corey Crawford didn't do spectacularly in the playoffs. I know people are mad at him. And I know people were saying, give Scott Darling a chance. I wish we could have kept them both.
Yeah.
I really liked getting to know Scott Darling on the Steve Cochran show, and we spoke to him.
And he was so nice.
He was a nice dude.
From Bolingbrook.
Lamont.
And from Lamont also. He had a house that was so big that it started in Bolingbrook and it ended in Lamont. And he had to sell the house because he got traded.
It's really heartbreaking. And would it have changed, do you think, had they won?
You know, it might have, but the way it's
salary
structured,
cap.
It's the salary cap, is that you're almost punished for being good, and the Blackhawks have been really good, and sadly, you know, they lose players along the way. No team is ever intact. There's never been a major sport where everybody who wins stays with the team, or loses.
The White Sox, after they won, lost so many people.
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, maybe if they would have done better and gone a little farther in the playoffs.
Maybe.
But they've got these top players they're paying a lot of money for. Can we start a GoFundMe page to help with the
yes.
salary cap?
Yes. I think that's the answer.
Why can't we?
Is we'll take up a collection and raise some money and keep our favorite players on the team. But that is the I think the added thrill of a guy like Scott Darling is he was a local guy playing for his hometown team. And his backstory, if you're not aware of Scott's backstory, we don't have time to go into it now. But it's an amazing story of a guy that was playing kind of like nothing level hockey, you know, and then went on to not just play pro hockey, but for a world champion team. It's a great story.
Except it's not a great story now.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, you know, you're happy. I'm here. This is my hometown.
Right.
This is like us working on WGN.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we get traded to WOR or something.
There's some talk.
I don't even know where that is, New York.
There's some talk. It's in New York.
I'm not going to New York.
They send you, you got
to
go.
I don't have to go anywhere.
All right.
Well, thanks for
Thanks
saving
for the
goals, and thanks for doing a great job on the ice, Scott, darling. We will miss you, and who knows, he may come back again. Look at
the
Johnny
Hawks
Oduya.
Do that a lot.
They do.
They send guys away, and then they go, we were kidding. You believe this. Come back. Be on the Blackhawks again. They've done that with several guys.
Although Johnny Oduya not delivering as much as I anticipated.
Oh. All right.
Were you happy?
He could have done a little more, but we'll see.
Just so Marian Hossa stays, you got to keep Kaner.
Right.
Hope
as long
Taves
as they have
safe.
Those guys and Mike Kitchen, will be fine.
Mike Kitchen has been like,
Uh-oh. All right, we have to go. We're all out of time, Wendy.
And out of players.
Right. We want to thank everybody for working on the show today, for making the costumes that Wendy and I wear, for building the sets, for providing all the magic behind the scenes.
That would all be Kevin Richter.
It's all Kevin Richter. It's 100% Kevin Richter. Thank you, Kevin Richter. Want to thank Judy Pilak for coming in.
Just for coming in?
Yeah, just for coming in. I never think she's going to come in, and then she comes in. She shocks me on a daily basis.
That's what you do to all of us, Bill Leff.
I'm a shock jock. You saw my tramp stamp. What does it say?
Shock jock.
It's spelled in a very provocative font.
All right, whatever. We have overstayed our welcome. This is what you get when you listen to the stream, and we hope you'll join us. I do want to say that my son has the
disease?
Amazon Echo, and this morning I said to him, what, Kevin? You made me nervous.
Just carry on. I'll
All right.
get to you.
He was making sound effects in my ear.
I know.
I said, play WGN radio, and that's how I woke Dylan up this morning.
Because
all of a sudden, Cochran started blasting. And
yeah.
if you listen that way, then it'll just automatically go
yeah.
to the stream, and you can hear us,
If
I
you
believe.
Give Cochran a 20, he will personalize the show and say, like, get up, Dylan. You're going to miss school. He'll say
that. I bet
that.
He will do that.
I've heard him do it.
All right, cool.
Give him a 20. On tomorrow's show, Greg Proops will be with us from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's pretty cool.
That'll be fun.
All right, well, thanks, Bill.
All right, thanks, Wendy. Bye, everybody. Stay tuned. Nothing is next. Bye.